Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
In this session, I'm going to be addressing no more dogs. No more dogs. Praise the Lord. Are you here? Are you sure you are here? Exodus chapter 11 verse 7, and we're going to be running Exodus 11, 7. Praise the Lord. It said, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Praise the Lord. Here in this scripture, we see clearly that the Bible said the Lord gave an edict. He said that against any of the children of Israel shall no, not a dog move his tongue. Praise the Lord. A dog will not move his tongue against any man who is an Israelite. Not against their beast. It won't be against their job, so that there will be a clear difference between the Egyptians and Israel. So here, one of the meanings that is alluded to a dog in scripture is to differentiate between God's children and the people of the world. Praise the Lord. It's also to differentiate between great and small, so that there will be a difference between the Israeli or the person of Israel and then someone who is an Egyptian. Praise the Lord. So it is also to mark a clear distinction between God's children and the people of the world. So when we say no more dogs, we are saying that God's children at some point in time could be having the semblance and the characteristics of what God does not want to represent them with. And sometimes they could be in that mood, even though there is a clear word that no more dogs. A dog must not raise his tongue against a child of God or something that belongs to the child of God. What does it also mean again? In Ecclesiastes 9:4, it says that a living dog is better than a dead lion. So clearly in scripture, dogs are used to state a clear distinction between people, great and small things. He said that there is a distinction between a dog and then a lion. Then a living dog is better than a dog. But of course, they are all in the cat and dog family, but a dog is a dog. And a dog is not a lion. It may look like a lion, may have the force and all the operations of a lion, but it says that a dog is a dog and a lion is a lion. So say differentiate. See, the reason why this is important is that you have to know that there's a clear difference between a child of God and a child of the world. And so this is important because when it comes to covenant allocations, it is based on your status in the sight of God. Whether you are a child of God or you are a child of the world, then things are allocated to you. Are you here at all? So you are not a dog, you are a child of God. The second thing I want to point is that dogs have been used to represent dead spiritual state. Say dead spiritual state. In Isaiah chapter 56 verse 10 to 11, Isaiah 56 10 to 11, the scriptures are very clear. It says that the kind of watchmen who are there, it says that his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. I mean, imagine dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. It says that, yeah, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. So here, God is talking about the backsliding state of Israel. And he says that even the watchmen are like damn dogs. Dogs that are damn, they cannot bark. I mean, imagine you have a dog for a watchman that cannot bark. Can't can't bark, can't pray. He said they love to sleep. Verse 10, I love it. They are greedy, they love to sleep. So that's a very poor spirit. They are ignorant, they are all blind, and they are damn dogs. Like to sleep. Some people are spiritually flat now. As we are talking, a child of God can be in that dog state. You are a damn dog. Your spiritual state is that you are a damn dog, even though you are a watchman over your family. You are asleep. So the devil is just causing havoc. When men slept, their enemy came. Comes to take lives, comes to take destinies, comes to take all the things that have been given to the family as spiritual inheritance, material inheritance, just because you have become like a damn dog. You come back. The barking of a dog is a reaction to what it doesn't like in its space. So when you are supposed to be an intercessor who now cannot pray, it means that your voice is not being heard in the heavenlies. And there are people who have lost their voice in the spiritual space. So because of that, bad things are happening in your family. Bad things are happening in the church. Bad things are happening in your city. Because as a barking dog, you have become dumb. May you be awakened spiritually in Jesus' mighty name. It also means, the dogs in the Bible also means dedicated, appointed evil. It's a dedicated and appointed evil. In Jeremiah 15 verse 3. Give me verse 3 please. It says that, and I will appoint over them four kinds, saith the Lord. The sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and to destroy. So the Lord is talking about appointing dedicated destroyers. And he said, one of the destroyers shall be a dog that shall be tearing the meat of people, breaking the bones of people. Another will be a sword. Another will be fowls of the earth to eat the flesh of people. Another will be also beast of the earth. Are you here at all? These are appointed, dedicated evil in the spaces of men. So when you move into the spiritual realm, there are such entities that operate like dogs. And their main functionality is to tear people's destinies down. I've been chased by Rocky before. Rocky is the name of a dog. And he tore my dress, beat me here and there. Thank God I did not have rabies. I chased the dog. The dog stopped when he got to the house of the owner, and then bounce back chasing me everywhere. Dogs are dedicated, appointed. So there are people that everywhere they are moving, dogs are following them. You have heard that if the dog following you, the speed of it determines your own speed. There are people going, the reason why some people cannot marry is that everywhere around you, when somebody wants to marry, they will hear whoa. There's a dedicated, it's a dedicated, appointed evil. First of all, it's dedicated. And it's been appointed to you like a prison warder going around with you. And its main goal is to ensure that if it is marriage, you won't have it. It will tear it down. If it's business, it will tear it down. If it's whatever it is that will make your destiny beautiful, it seeks to tear it down. Today, may the Lord arise and deal with any dedicated, appointed evil that is hanging around your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody whose destiny is in the mouth of any dog, let the fire of the Holy Ghost answer that dog. You have to come alive and shout a better amen here. In the New Testament, the Bible talks about the fact that we should beware of dogs. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 1 and 2, he said, beware of dogs. Philippians 3, 1, he said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. He said, to write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is what? Safe. Then he goes to verse 3, he says that, this is the finality. I'm just giving my final comments. And if you have forgotten everything, don't forget these final comments. Number one, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Are you here at all? Can you give me the ESV? You know, sometimes scriptures bring comma here and there, but you have to put the whole thing together because he's saying one thing. He said, look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. They are wicked people. Deceptive people mutilate the flesh. By the time they finish dealing with you, you are gone. And he said, these dogs that he wants you to beware, they are evildoers. What kind of people are they? Can't hear you. What are they? They are evildoers. So in the Bible, dog stands for evildoers. Very serious. What? There are people in your workplace, they are not human beings. There are people in this Medina, they are not human beings. I'm telling you, there are people in your houses, they are not human beings. All manner of evildoers are in the city. They may laugh with you, but they are not for you. There are entities that have been contracted. There are entities that families have covenanted with, and they operate as dogs. I have lived in places that we know that what is barking in the night is not a normal thing, barking in the night. Something supernatural, something spiritual, something very dark is barking around, barking in the night. Oh, we'll get there. But today, in the name of Jesus, any evildoer around you, operating as a dog, trying to tear your life down, by the time they are done with you, your flesh will be mutilated. I pray that the Lord will arise and stop them. Any dog that says you will not see the proof of what God is doing in your life, may the Lord stop them in the name of. Shout a louder amen like you are in this program. In Revelation 22 verse 15. Take the preaching serious because we are going to enter into prayer. Revelation 22, 15, it says that, for without our dogs, kidala fatosa. You know, sometimes we are telling you that don't just be a Christian who is inward looking. You step out there. And one of the dangers that will be out there will not just be serpent. One of the dangers out there without our dogs and sorceress, kadula fateya, and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. So dogs operate in the category of sorcerers, wizards, categories of principalities, powers of darkness. We are talking about dogs, we are talking about entities without bodies. We are talking about people using all manner of incantations, occultic operations, demonic things, waving things in the spirit to influence the course of the destinies of people. And there are many people in life who are operating, and yet these sorcerers and murderers and evildoers who say they are harvesting energies are harvesting energies against your cause. And because of the blood of Jesus, you will step into that industry, you step into that market, you step into that corporate space, and no dog will bark at you or bite you in the name of Jesus. I said, no dog will bark at you or bite you. Rise to your feet, say, Father, I will step out there, and no dog that is a sorcerer will come after my life. No dog that's a wizard, no altar of a murderer shall murder my destiny. No whoremonger shall appear and swallow my destiny. Anything that takes away strength shall not appear against my ministry. Pay attention. Say, Father, any power operating in the dimension of sorcerers, wizards, occult practitioners, say, let your power ground them right now. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a big clap of praise in this house. Please take your seat. One of the things I want to point out to you is that all these spiritual entities I've mentioned, They have power. In Psalm 22 verse 20, the Bible makes us understand that. He said, deliver my soul from the sword. He said, my darling, from the power of the dog. Can you give me the ESV? He said, deliver my soul from the sword. My precious life from the power of the dog. So, the dog, the spirit that we are referring to as a dog, has power. And if you know anything about a dog has power. Are you here at all? In the boxing world, when somebody fights brutally, they say that that person is a dog or dogged. The dog in that person, that they don't back off. Some of them will rather die than give up. That's why you see some of them get knocked out brutally. Because they want to die on their sword, on their shield. So when you are dealing with the power of a dog, it's not a spirit that's going to back off. It's a fighter that is fighting and will continue to fight you until he gets what he wants. That is why the child of God must put their feet on ground and decide that my soul is not for sale. He said, deliver my precious soul, my precious life from the power of the dog. So there are people whose souls are on fire. And what is putting them on fire is the power of a dog. The power of some spiritual entities ensuring that they are battling you on every side, taking away your peace, taking away your rest, taking away your fruitfulness, ensuring that anywhere you tend to, there is a blow. And your soul, the soul of your marriage, the soul of your business, your soul as a human being is under strong satanic attack. But today, may the Lord cause your soul to escape. Your soul has already escaped the power of a dog. Any dog in your mama house, in your papa house, in your neighborhood, wherever you are, any territorial dog barking and coming after your soul, may the Lord stop them now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Where you intend to build your house, or wherever you are building your house, your business, and a dog is in charge there, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, that wild dog will not come for you. I said that wild dog will not come for your health. It won't come for your children. It won't take away your soul. Shout a louder amen. A big amen. Shout amen. Thank you, Father. Please take your seat. There are dogs. A few minutes, we begin to pray. Praise the Lord. When we say dogs, what is the significance in Scripture? Number one, is the assembly of the wicked. That's Psalm 22, verse 16. Psalm 22, verse 16. Look at it. It says that, for dogs encompass me. He said, a company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. It's an assembly of the wicked. That's the significance. That you are encompassed or circled by the assembly of wicked. They are taking counsel. And they are executing against you. He said, the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. That's why some people, you can give them every resource. It will mean nothing. Because hands and feet have been pierced. Everyone will run and outrun them. Because feet have been pierced and possibly nailed into a wood and they have become stationary. Anything that touches their hands drains away, leaks off, because hands have been pierced, feet have been pierced. It is the assembly of the wicked. When the wicked gangs up against you and compasses you, everywhere you turn to, you see their ways. And that's why your destiny cannot hold the matter God has put into it. And it's your responsibility as a child of God to stand in the place, in the presence of God, and determine that you cannot be born again with the blood of Jesus for dark entities to take over your destiny. That whatever your hand touches to do will prosper. It will not go down. Are you here at all? Any dog after the keeper's house, may the Lord kill them right now. And sometimes in our midst there can be dogs. Are you here at all? It is not everybody in the midst of God's people that is, you know, a child of God. Sometimes Satan has dogs here. But I want to tell you that you are welcome. But you are welcome into fire. May the fire of the Lord begin to pursue every dog. Every aggressive dog in our midst. May the Ayana Bakata Labaya. Hey, somebody say fire. Say fire. Shout fire. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, any dog around me, any assembly of dogs, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare right now, scatter their assembly. Whatever they are gathering, let it be scattered. In the mighty name of Jesus, shout a big amen. Please take your seat. There is no assembly of the wicked that will gather against your testimony this year and it will stand up. And at this conference, there's an anointing released for this church, for all the members in this church, for all of you connected to this church. Whatever has gathered against you as dogs, the Lord has already scattered them. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I have come with the word of God in my mouth. It's not just shouting and screaming. There is power following what we are saying. And I'm saying that any gathering against you, that gathering will not hold again in the name of Jesus. It won't hold again. The second significance is, in the scriptures, it shows that covenant people can be pursued. Covenant people can be pursued. In 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 14. 1 Samuel 24, 14. He said, after whom is the king of Israel come out? After whom dost thou pursue? After a dead dog? After a flea? After a dead dog? Or after an insect? Saul was chasing David everywhere. Child of God, meant to be the king. And the pursuit by the existing king, wanting to kill him. He says that, why have you come out? Whom have you? The king of Israel has come out looking for who? Why are you pursuing? Are you looking for a dog? David saw that Saul has seen him like a dog. And sometimes when you carry destiny, when you carry prophecy, when you carry greatness, the enemy will pursue you and will be seeing you like a dog. But you are not a dog. And anything that is trying to make you be represented like a dog, no more will you accept that kind of image. That means that from today, no power has the right to pursue you. That amen is not coming. Are you asleep? Covenant person. Being pursued as a dog. There are covenant people who are supposed to be enjoying rest. And Satan is pursuing because he just sees you like a dog. Pursuable. Chaseable. Molestable. Devourable. Destructible. All manner of molestation for your destiny. Because the enemy has configured you like a dog. In their mind, I'm pursuing this dog out of town. Some people will be there, they will chase them out of their marital homes. Some people, they will chase them out of their relationship. Some people, they will chase them out of their offices. Even before you land there, you have been chased out by some babalawo somewhere. Today, in the name of Jesus, whatever makes you a candidate for pursuit, may the blood of Jesus neutralize it right now. There are people they are looking for. They said, this one can be pursued. That one can be pursued. That one can. And even though Saul did not have authority over David,
It made the guy run here, run there, run here. Run. Ask somebody, what's the running about? Why are you running around? Why are you spending energy on useless journeys? Ask them, why are you spending? I mean, they can make people spend energy, go to hospital back and forth. Are you here at all? Wasting energy, hospital back and forth. You go for one interview, another interview. You just get pregnant, you miscarry, you marry, back and forth. The back and forth is too much. Too much. Relationship, they need to break down. Today, fibroid. Tomorrow, this. Tomorrow, that. Hey! Anything pursuing you around like a dog. May the Lord terminate their power. The same way God dealt with King Saul. May anything pursuing you, see you as a dog. May the Lord deal with them right now. That amen is not strong at all. Please take your seat. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 43. One of the things they used to pursue people as dogs is staves. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves, sticks, cane? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. So you are coming, you are pursuing me with staves as if I'm a dog. The way they do, chick, like that. Are you here at all? Kai, with sticks. Some of us, the devil has been caning us with sticks, staves, everywhere. Things are brought up against you to beat you down when you are supposed to be reigning. Goliath said, why are you coming up against me? Am I a dog that you are coming against me with a cane? That means that if we don't rise up and allow the devil to configure us as dogs, we'll be receiving canes. Some people, they are born again, but they never seem to have peace. They never seem to have joy. Every time is sorrow, weeping. They are caning them. Marriage is caning you. Finance is caning you. Visa is caning you. All manner education is caning you. Now what? Tell somebody, you shall not be caned again. Say, anybody who has drawn a stick to cane my destiny, to hit my destiny, say, Holy Ghost, return back to sender. I'm not hearing you at all. Why are you gentle like that? This is a convention. It's not a conference. September will be conference. This is a convention. Say, Holy Ghost, anybody who has drawn a stick after my soul, because they see me as a dog. Say right now, wherever they drew the stick from, I take it away from their hands and I scatter it in the name of Jesus. Say right now, I break the sticks into pieces. It shall not be used against me in the name of Jesus. Boy. Sometimes when the devil sees you as a dog, he associates terrible and evil events with you. It's an association. You are associated with terrible, horrible and evil events. In 2 Kings chapter 8, 12 and 13. 2 Kings 8, 12 and 13. Pashata likofahasa. He said, and Haziel said, why weepest my Lord? That's why he met a prophet. And he answered, because I know the evil that thou will do unto the children of Israel. He said, their strongholds will thou set on fire. And their young men will thou what? Slay with a sword. And will dash their children. You cut in between pregnant women. And rip up their women with child. Next verse says that. And Haziel, this was prophet telling Haziel, that this is what God is showing me, that you are going to do to Israel. You're going to become a king, but before you become, this is what you are going to do. And when Hazel heard all the description of what he was going to do, he said, but what? Is thy servant a dog
that he should do these great things. I mean, all those things, he calls them great. Terrible, horrible, very dangerous events of wickedness. He says, the kind of person who can do that kind of a thing has to be a dog. So Elijah now said, the Lord has showed me that thou shalt be a king over Syria. You will become a king, but very terrible things will be associated with you. And he said, am I a dog that even though I'm going to become a king, terrible, horrible, evil things. Look at captain pregnant women, killing children, killing young men. Everywhere says that you have to be a dog to do that kind of a thing. So there are times that horrible things are associated with great people. Because Satan tries to put this dog kind of atmosphere around them. And even though they are meant to be great, everything around them is what a dog should do. So you are then, instead of them associating very favorable things with you, you see that, I mean, he saw the face of the prophet. He said, why is your face like that? Prophet said, I'm seeing a vision. And the vision I'm seeing is, look, I see that you are going to become a king. But before you become a king, the kind of things you will do. And you know, sometimes before people bless us, God opens their eyes. Some of you don't know why some people just walk away. Because the kind of things they'll be seeing around you is very horrible. Even though it's not in your heart to do so. But they will just, it's like a video is playing to them that you are dealing with a dog. This one kills pregnant women. This one kills children. This one kills, are you here at all? It's a killer right there. You don't understand why the boy's mother saw you for the first time. He's already judging you. Doesn't know you from Adam. Judging you because the dog is barking everywhere. He says, you have brought a killer to our house to come and devour us. To kill us. To finish us. Anybody giving you out in that image to your helpers, may the Lord deal with them in Jesus' name. Any evil being associated with this church, may the Lord cancel it in the name of Jesus. Evil and horrible evil things being associated with your life, may the Lord deal with it in the name of Jesus. Let me say this one thing and we will close. I declare that when you go out there, only good things will be associated with you. Don't play with this prophetic decree. I declare that your business shall be associated with only favorable things. Your position will be associated with only good things. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shout a louder amen. One of the significance of this preaching is that mighty, you see, dogs are sometimes represented as mighty blood-sucking enemies. Yes. Who create demonic noise around great destinies and cities in the night. They are not small enemies, so mighty ones. Mighty enemies. And they love to suck blood. Psalm 59 verse 2 and 3. And they don't only do that. They are not just mighty. When you say something is mighty in me, it's powerful. He said, deliver me from the workers of iniquity. And save me from bloody men. He said, for lo, they lie in wait for my soul. He said, the mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. Mighty enemies. And some of us are contending with mighty enemies. You don't know the source of the battle, but they are there to fight you. There are things fighting you whose source you didn't contract. You don't know the foundation of that battle. But you were born into that battle and you have been fighting since. Mighty enemy. After giving this description, then he jumps to verse 6. And look at the verses. He says, for lo, they lie. He said, they return at evening. they make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. It's not only dogs, so the next verse also introduces other entities. Look at the next verse. Say, behold, they belch out with their mouth and say, salt are in their lips. For who say they don't hear? Just say, impunity to do evil. They come in the night and they begin to create noise. Verse 6. I love it. Can we see it in the ESV so we can begin to pray? When mighty bloodthirsty spirits come around this convention, don't joke with it though. Because it's not a conference. We are not talking ministry. We are talking, you must have a visible proof. He said, each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They go around the city every night, making noise like dogs. Some people, by the time they go to work, the dogs of the night have come to suck all the client from coming. As people are sleeping, the dogs will be barking in the night over your destiny, cracking your great destiny with the sound and the barking of dogs in the night. When men slept, dogs barked in the night. And they didn't just bark. They go. They went around the city and they made all manner of noise. They just policing the city. I am for her. I am for her. I am tired of her. I hire through. Some people enter into a shop and they don't want to enter there again. Because the atmosphere there has gone through a saturation of the barking of some dogs. In the night, going around your life, by the time you wake up in the day, your day is so bad because in the night, in the evening, they came back barking like dogs, going around your great destiny, ensuring that nothing great will happen in your life. Anybody in the cemetery bearing things against you, barking like a dog, the blood of Jesus is against them. I said the blood of Jesus is against them. They will back and back and back and back, but they will never prevail against you. That amen is not strong at all. In the night, in the evening, bloodthirsty demons, entities in communities, entities following you are barking. Sometimes the way your life goes is without explanation. There's no meaning. There's nothing you have not tried to do. But the blood still is powerful. I said, the blood of Jesus, it still speaks. I mean, one of the ways we saw David dealing with the other, David was praying to God. He said, God, deal with these dogs that are after my soul. So we are going to pray to deal with it. Are you here? We're going to pray to deal. You're going to use the blood of Jesus against them. You're going to pray. You're going to use your authority as a redeemed child of God. And you are going to declare that any dog that is overpowering me, Father, tonight as I pray, let your power overpower them. Amen. Are you here at all? By the time we are done with this prayer, some of the dogs standing at your great door opposing you, you will go there in the morning and your promotion letter will be there. Amen. That thing will be turned in your favor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. That will be wild power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not to be wild. Wicked, mighty enemies. Sometimes you think you have dealt with them. They come back. He said they will come back in the night. Where did they go? Yeah, they come back once you are sleeping. You think you are fine, and then they come back. Each evening they come back. Change of government, but there will still be dogs inside. Change of Ebusia Penny, there will still be dog inside. Are you here at all? Yes, no. There's nothing new under the sun. They just come back. Anybody who's come back means that nobody should marry in the family. Tonight, as we pray, God will deal with them. Are you here at all? We are not coming to pray nice prayers. There are some people who are pregnant. There was a woman I was praying for. She had been pregnant for 14 months. 14 months. That is small time, no? We can have two children born. We add 14 plus 4, is it not 18? That 2 9 months. Why? One person pregnant for 14 months. When other people want to be pregnant, they can share the burden. Dogs in tea. Dogs all around. We are going to pray. Shaka babakata. Tonight is a moment of prayer. And know that by the time you wake up in the morning, your testimony shall be on ground. Amen. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, differentiate me from the rest of the people. Through the blood of Jesus. Everybody, come on, come alive. Say, Father, as I pray right now, through the blood of Jesus,
through the blood of Jesus,
differentiate me,
differentiate
from the rest of the people,
from the rest of the
in
people,
the mighty name of Jesus.
Name
lift
of
up
Jesus.
Your hands, say, Father,
Father,
as I pray right now,
as I pray right now,
I pray that you differentiate me,
I pray that you differentiate
from the rest of the people,
from the rest of the
through the blood of Jesus,
through the blood of Jesus,
differentiate me,
differentiate
from the rest of my family,
from the rest of my family,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Differentiate me now
by your power. Open your mouth right now and pray. Mashallah kapata laba. Adola batelia patalaba. Adola bala kapataya. Ito rabada badaba sada. Shaka labada bala kapata. Adola bala kalapataya. Atalabra kapataya ba. Adola bala kapa. Antalabala kapata. Adola bala kapata. Antalia pata. Father, differentiate me. By your blood, differentiate me. Akapata la batalia, atula balata laya, atula barika pata, atula balakapa, atalea paraya, atula balata lia, atula balataya, atala betahete, atala bataha. I soak my life in the blood, in the name of Jesus. I will not be seen as a dog. Ashata la bata, atula batata, atula bataha, atelia pete, ashala bata, atula bataha, atala bata. Lift your head right now. Say, Father,
I refuse
to be seen as a dog,
to be seen as a dog
with a cold spiritual life,
with a cold spiritual life.
Say, Holy Ghost,
as I pray tonight,
revive me with your fire. Open your mouth and pray right now. Shakapata, I shall not be a dog that is dumb, a watchman that cannot pass. My God, I pray as a watchman. I will pass. I will have reaction by your power. Pray. Shakapata liapata. Atula kapata labata. Atula bratata ya. Atula balabala baha. Atula balakapata. Atula balakapa. Atula balata. Atula briata. Atula bata. Ashalabata. Baptize us with your fire. Raise your voice and pray. Lord, baptize with your fire. Baptize us with your fire. I pray for your fire. Barabatata, Adulapata, Atalapata, Adutaraba, Adulapata. Raise your voice by fire. Fire, Holy Ghost, release your fire upon us. Release your fire upon us. Release your fire, your fire, your fire, your fire. Raise your hands and Father.
Any dedicated
appointed
evil,
appointed evil
for my life,
for my life.
Any evil
appointed specifically
for the keeper's house,
for the keeper's house,
for Francis Obin,
for Ebenezer.
Raise your voice, say, Father, I declare right now,
let the blood
chop it down.
Any dedicated altar,
dedicated and appointed evil
after my soul,
say right now,
by fire.
Scatter now. Clap your hands and pray.
Wherever they are,
I arrest them with the blood of Jesus,
and I recover
any area of my destiny
under attack.
As I clap my hands right now,
I arrest and I recover.
Open your mouth and pray. Focus and pray. I told you,
Clear them.
Anybody pursued here by a dog, tearing your dress, creating shame and delay in your life, by the authority in the name of the Lord, I scatter that power against you right now. In the Makananokapataya, Isholia Palada, anything stripping you and your family, naked hash, power of the Holy Ghost, lift up your hands right now. Holy Ghost, yes, 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 yes. Let that door stop following. Come on, help it, help it, help it, help it. Patana na na mana mada, yes. Your deliverance has come. Listen, help it. Shakata lava, lift your hand now. I see seven people here. Whatever dog spirit has been hanging around you,
working against you, stopping and causing. Some of you is a dedicated altar, but tonight I see fire. Where are they? Holy Ghost. Shagalama lagadaya. Atondili patoya. Bring them to me right now. Fire all over the place. Right now, yes. Right now, yes. Raise your hand. Right now, yes. Wherever they are, Holy Ghost, by your power, anybody, an entity has been following around, hindering them from their breakthrough. I command right now. Bring me that lady by the pillar right now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. There is deliverance here. Those people are catching fire. Fire is destroying some altars. I see some altars being removed right now. Wherever they are, Holy Ghost, yes. Somebody, your marriage just got vomited right now. That marriage got vomited right now. That marriage got left right now. They left the marriage right now. Somebody's womb has been lost, has been left right now. Left right now. I command that dog that has been tearing the womb, tearing the marriage, to be arrested. To be arrested right now, yes. Right now, yes. I need the ushers. Right now, yes. Power. Somebody's passport is in the mouth of a dog here. Let fire. Let fire. Let fire. Let fire. I recover that passport, those documents, by fire. Now. 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 Everybody shout fire 3 times. Yes. Hey! Shokala Pahata. Destinies are released. Destinies are released. Any dedicated, appointed altar of evil against you, madness, sickness, infection without resolution, without cure, I bind in the mighty name of Jesus. Effort without result, I bind in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that disappoints you even at the minimal requirement, I bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, whatever you are desiring and you have never encountered before, may you receive it in the name of Jesus. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive my power. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Lift your hand and say, everything is mine. Therefore, I take whatever I desire right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Nothing shall deny me. No dog shall deny me what is due me. In Jesus' mighty name. Say, I will return here tomorrow with testimonies. I just see some dogs being bent down in people's families. Some dogs are going to be bent down this June. This month of June. Any dog that has been attempting your life, making attempts on your life, this very month of June, the fire of the Holy Ghost is burning them down. The fire of the Holy Ghost is burning them down. The fire of the Holy Ghost is burning them down. I said the fire of the Holy Ghost is burning them down. They already bent down in the name of Jesus. Your glory is released. Your favor is released. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.